You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live from the Built for Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Feel good football Friday.
I heard you need a new refrigerator shelf.
Yeah. You went right there with that one, didn't you?
Well, I found it for you.
Okay. I mean, but is it the right size? So, all right.
Well, they got plenty of refrigerating shelves here. As you know, there's a lot of hell breaking loose at your house right now.
Yeah, so let me explain quickly, and then we're going to get to Aaron Rodgers and AFC and NFC Championship game calls and all that.
No problem.
So, I got to make sure it's the right size and everything else. So, when I get a text from my wife during the show, I get this feeling of anxiety in my gut immediately. Now, it pops up, just has her name on my phone, and I'm like, it has to be bad. It just has to be bad news. And then sometimes when it's not, like it'll be like a nice, cute picture of Sabrina or Summer, I'm totally relieved. I'm like, oh, okay, good. But this morning, up pops a picture, and it is the refrigerator shelf shattered in a million pieces on the kitchen floor. Because in an attempt to clean the shelf, the shelf was dropped by Louise.
Oh, your mother-in-law.
Yeah, who was going to do a nice thing for us.
Oh, that's very nice.
And she dropped the shelf.
She smashed the shelf like that.
It's in a million pieces on the floor.
That's a tough deal.
Yeah.
There's another $150 out the window.
So, like, I'm like, okay, I'm not there. Like, but now I'm just thinking, how can I get that thing replaced? Because I feel like nobody breaks those things.
Oh, there you go. You got Gen Air replacement parts all over the place.
All right.
So you have an official Gen Air parts company. That's okay. Parts Select / Gen Air, if you'd like.
But that's an ad, though. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's an ad. I know. But this book, look, there you go. Gen Air refrigerator shelf and shelf support system.
Support system.
It's just because in case you just call up and start screaming and yelling at somebody, they'll give you the support that you need.
Yeah.
Gen Air refrigerator shelf and shelf support parts.
Okay.
And that's Gen Air replacements.
Yeah. Well, so like with my luck, though, you know, this will be on one of those giant ships that's stuck out in the New York Harbor that can't come in because of supply chain issues and everything
else.
That
or your refrigerator's discontinued.
Yeah, it's another thing.
I told you to go sub-zero. You didn't listen to me.
Again,
you didn't listen to me.
This refrigerator was in the home when we bought it, and it was the nicest fridge I've ever had. So, you know,
it's the
like,
refrigerator that goes in the garage.
This one is not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
you don't know that this is a beautiful fridge.
I'm not saying it's not a beautiful fridge, but it's a garage fridge.
Not a garage fridge. I'm telling you, it's
not. Sub-Zero is the fridge for your house.
Yeah, I know, but the problem, like, I had this thing that came with the house that is gorgeous. And then, like, if I would have gone
right,
out.
You don't have a garage.
Yeah, right. I have a basement.
That's right. You have
I got the basement.
Yeah,
yes.
Then you
got
to get that thing down the basement stairs and stuff. That's
I already have a basement fridge, though.
You have a basement.
I have a
freezer
fridge
down there?
Yeah, I do.
Just in case?
Mm-hmm. I got
good.
A freezer down there.
Okay.
Yep, just in case the apocalypse hits.
Yeah.
I'll be ready to go.
I know you're all worried about that that volcano in Yellowstone, and like you're doing podcasts now about how you wonder where you're going to take your family to live and all that other stuff.
That's right. Yep. That is something that concerns me all the time.
Don't forget, you know, we live on an island.
Uh-huh. I know all about it. Yeah.
And to get off of this island in the case of some sort of cataclysmic issue,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be impossible. Think of the traffic that day.
Well, if it's while my boat's in the water.
And if you're wazing, you could be wazing all over the place.
If my boat's in the water, that's a solution right there.
Yeah, but you got to worry about all sorts of flooding and, you know, what are those things called, Eddie, when there's an earthquake?
Tsunami.
Tsunami, yeah. You got to worry about the tsunami and everything.
Yeah, but anyway, if the super volcano erupts, though, I feel like people.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, the Yellowstone supervolcano.
Well, I know that's a real thing, but are you really afraid of that? I know you did that podcast.
Yes.
I keep hearing over and over and over.
Well, they're promoting it. They know how to promote it, you know?
Where am I going to take my family?
That's right. Where am I going to take my family? Joke's going to be on you when that thing blows up, and then I'm somewhere, and I've thought about this, and you haven't.
Oh, how do you know that I haven't?
Because of the way you're reacting now.
No, how do you know that I haven't? How do you know that I do not have an underground lair? Somewhere.
Underground lair is not going to save you from the super volcano
I'm telling you, this will.
No, it won't, because what will happen is we're going to go into another ice age. So you underground,
I'm going to be eating.
You're going to run out of food.
I'm going to be eating, you know, Campbell's pork and beans for like 10 years straight.
The ice age is going to last longer than that. So.
Well, by that time, I'll be dead.
Well, what if it blows? Like in 2 minutes.
You know, the other thing, too, is I also have a whole studio set up, so I could actually just go there and do the show from the studio.
Oh, that would be great. We were the only ones still on the air after
Who says you're coming?
Super Volcano. Oh.
Jeez. I mean, I love you and everything, but I don't have that much room for people. Because then you're going to want to bring Louise, the naked sister-in-law,
no.
The kids. Then I got to get a teacher there to make sure that the kids are being taught something.
Got to get my parents in there, too.
Your parents are going to be in there.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
Frenchie
would be in. Frenchie's coming with me tonight to the game.
Sal Graziano is getting his way in there. I can tell you that right now. The money he's raising, he's getting there.
He might get in there before me.
Yes.
All right. Well, underground bunker.
Hey, big question from Adam on the Upper East Side. Adam, what's happening?
Hey, gentlemen, happy Feel Good Friday.
Yeah, happy Feel Good Friday to you too, man. What's going on?
Gio, I got something you just got me here. When you were talking about the whole lifting your shirt and jiggling the hairy belly,
yeah.
I'm thinking of a little spin-off of a Big Zoo thing from way back. In your quest to get Aaron Rodgers here, maybe you should do a little special on the show of using the infamous manscaper and with the, what do they call it, the lawnmower attachment. Do a little belly shaving on the air and with a little dance, kind of get your feelings up and get the fans fired.
Wait, Adam, you really want to see that?
Hey, if Zoo can do it, I have all the faith in the world in you.
Yeah, man, I tell you, I don't think that the audience would want to see that. And then that visual would be out there for the rest of time. It would haunt my daughters. I do trim the, you know, I get rid of the back hair and the chest hair a couple times. But, you know, I'm due for one of those right about now.
Get a waxing. Like how we had Al waxed here.
Yeah, I got waxed too. Everybody does the waxing bit. I did the waxing bit.
How about the bleaching bit?
The bleaching your butthole bit?
Yes.
I've not. You did that one on the
I
air?
Did not do that, no.
Oh, I thought it's not a bit then.
I don't have to bleach anything. Look at me.
Yeah, that is true. So you're. Never mind.
All right. Never mind. Frankie in Middle Village. Frankie, what's happening, brother?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
So I just want a little game of buzz, no buzz about Nathaniel Hackett because, you know, I'm a diehard Jets fan, and I was thinking this whole offensive coordinator thing, I was going to be super into it. And then they hired him, and I was like, no buzz unless they get Aaron Rodgers. So I'm curious what you guys think.
Right, Frank, was there anybody in particular that you wanted?
To be honest with you, I'm kind of so depressed with the Jets that I just sit back and watch and no matter what they do, it's wrong, so not really.
Okay, Frank.
I mean, I'm not even going to argue the point now because of what he just said. Like, I could have argued the point for Nathaniel Hackett, but the fact that he doesn't care and he thinks they do everything wrong and he's, like, checked out, why am I going to try to make him feel better?
Here's
about
the one thing Nathaniel Hackett does have going for him. He may have flamed out as a head coach, so what? Who cares? He's been around a lot of successful coaches. He's been a success at calling plays, designing plays. You know, going through what he went through in Denver, that's a part of his history. That's a part of his experience. And that can only help him because you learn from the mistakes you made from the previous spot. So for me, they hired a guy who has experience. This is not like the previous guy, Mike LaFleur, who had no experience. And maybe someday he'll turn out to be a great coach himself, calling plays and designing plays when he gets the right quarterback. But this is a guy that basically has been around his whole life. He's been an NFL lifer. So you wanted the experience that was supposed to be Greg Knapp.
Yep.
And unfortunately, that didn't happen. What you have now is you now have experience in the building on the offensive side of the ball. What is wrong with that?
No, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, I do think, though, that without Aaron Rodgers, it does take some juice out of it because everybody got excited because of the Aaron Rodgers-Nathaniel Hackett relationship. I just want to know, who is it like?
Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm telling you.
You went, didn't you? Weren't you all over Baker Mayfield?
I was, but I don't think that this is a fit. I mean, I would.
So now you're on Garoppolo. So you'd rather have Garoppolo than Rodgers?
I didn't say that. I'm just saying that if it's not Aaron Rodgers, that it's got to be somebody that's fluent in this offense and somebody who has had success in this offense. From calling plays to formations to understanding the concepts of the offense. You know, one of the things that the coaches have to do, and it's one of the things that very rarely ever gets talked about, but what a coach is like a college professor, a high school teacher. They're in there teaching concepts, and they have to make sure that everybody in that offense understands why they're calling a play a certain way and what they're supposed to do. I told you I had a player that I played with, and sometimes he would just go run and try to get open by what he was witnessing in front of him, as opposed to doing what I was expecting him to do, because he would influence the offense. So if I was going to throw it to somebody else, that somebody else would be behind and would be open. That's the conceptual part of football, offensive football anyway, that quarterbacks really struggle to understand. And it's up to guys like Nathaniel Hackett to teach it. And it helps if you have a guy that's already learned it and has been successful in it. And that's kind of what Bruce Kozlik did with me when he first brought me here. I knew his offense inside and out, and I can speak it, I could talk it, I could practice it, and I can actually coach myself on the field with it.
All right, so that's one check mark for Jimmy Garoppolo. I'll give you two massive check marks against them. Health and the all-in guy that you always talk about. Apparently, he's the opposite of the all-in guy.
One thing we are finding out, that there is no perfect solution. Now, if you think that Aaron Rodgers is the perfect solution, it's not, because, number one, we don't know if he's an all-in guy. And number two, they're going to have to give up a massive ransom to get him. So with Jimmy Garoppolo, it's just money. And it's just probably opportunity. And again, I don't know if Jimmy Garoppolo will want to come here under these circumstances.
Yeah, but I'm willing to give up more to be able to have a better chance to win a Super Bowl. I mean, that's what you pay for.
But all right, so are we to assume that Aaron Rodgers wants to be here?
That's the biggest question I've been asking all morning long. I am not sure of that. The Jets wanting to get Aaron Rodgers to me is a lock. Aaron Rodgers wanting to be traded, the Packers willing to trade him, and Aaron Rodgers making a decision in a realistic time frame that doesn't screw the Jets is another bigger question.
They're going to have to know something like in the next 3 weeks. They need to know realistically whether or not it's a viability for him to want to come to the Jets.
So if you're telling me it's the next 3 weeks, then he's not going to be a Jet, because he's not going to make that decision in the next 3 weeks. No way.
No, he has to. He has to do it for the Packers, too.
Well, the same thing happened last year. He didn't do it for the Packers and the year before. So the last 2 years, he has waited this whole thing out.
All right, so NFL free agency starts March 15th. Okay, so that means you have 6 weeks after the Super Bowl to kind of get your ducks in order and to figure out what you're doing and going through all the different scenarios that are required to figure out if you can make the right decision.
Let's go to Corinthian in Harlem. What's going on, Corinthian?
What's going on, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
I got a simple question for you guys.
Yeah.
Actually, Boomer, I met you a couple of weeks ago, maybe like a month ago. We were at Ad Week. I was the big security guy to ask you about the TVs for cartons.
Oh, yeah.
That's a separate thing.
Yeah, I'm not getting carton TVs anymore. I was going to do that, but no more. He's not being very nice these days.
Listen, sucks for him. Listen, the question I had for you guys, because I know you guys are neutral sports fans and you're going to give an honest opinion. Which first-year tenure head coach and GM do you think did a better job? The Mets with Billy Epler and Buck Showalter, or the Giants with Joe Shane and Brian Daboll? I'm going to hang up and let you guys answer that.
All right, thanks, Corinthian. Hey, here's the thing. It's easy for me. It's Joe Shane and Brian Daboll.
Yeah, 100%.
And the reason for that is because they were constrained by the salary cap. And plus, they inherited a quarterback that they didn't know what they were going to get out of. And they were told, you got to get this guy to a point where we have to make a decision as to whether or not he was going to be our long-term solution. And I think they did that, and they did that in spades. On the other side, it's Buck Showalter. He's been a great manager. He's been a turnaround specialist everywhere he's gone. Plus, he had an owner that was willing to spend the money. And they went out and got Max Scherzer. You know, and when you think about, you know, what they did with 101 season, one season is great, but they had a different level of resources in order to be able to accomplish that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even close. I mean, the fact that the Mets flamed out in the way that they did, not only against the Braves and the San Diego Padres, and the Giants were able to go in and win a playoff game when their expectation was to win about five or six games at most. It's not even a conversation in my mind.
You have two A-plus type personality, bulldog mentality pitchers now leading this team into this season with Verlander and Scherzer. Now, the whole team's got to fall behind those guys. And those guys, you know, I know they're old. They're getting paid a lot of money. Yeah. But now this is where, this is like, this would be like Aaron Rodgers coming to the Jets. It's Justin Verlander coming to the Mets.
Right, exactly. Let's try to accumulate as many old guys as we can that are over the hill in New York.
Who do you want to get for the Knicks?
LeBron. Got to get LeBron.
Yeah, he would be the, that would be him, right?
Yep. Yeah, that would be, so get LeBron James in the last, like, year of his career.
And Bronny?
Bronny's not any good. Like, people think he's good. He's not good. They just pump him up.
Dude, he's 17 years old, right? I mean, come on.
Well, I mean, if people are saying he's good, I can't say he's not good.
I don't know how good he is. I haven't really seen him play.
Yeah, but people, they pump him up. He's not that good. Not a big deal. Bronny's not a big deal. I'm not sure right now. I'm not positive.
Who's paying the most money?
Yeah, but they would get him for, like, more like marketing purposes than actual basketball skill.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Big 9 o'clock hour still to come with Jerry, moment of the day, and our championship weekend pick. So very excited about that as we send you into the weekend on this feel good football Friday. Next time I'll be saying that, feel good football Friday, our butts will be in Arizona. We're going to be in Phoenix when I'm saying that. Screaming at 4 o'clock in the morning, local time out there, into an empty radio row.
Which is fine with me, man.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be great. And I think, like, no one else, I would be surprised if anybody else is broadcasting that time. So, like, we can be as loud and obnoxious as we want, and nobody's going to care. Like, especially right when the show starts. Don't you think?
Yes, and I do remember having to do this in past years. And I know the San Francisco, when we taped those ones. San Francisco, we taped, but in Arizona, last time, we did not tape.
No, because the taping was a disaster.
Oh, it was.
It was, yeah. Yeah. Well, the Arizona one, I think the last one was only a Thursday, Friday. Am I right about that, Al? And then, yeah, so we went live, but that San Francisco thing was so bad.
It was.
Yeah, it was awful.
So we will be out there, but we don't know which teams are going to be out there quite yet. We are going to find that out on Sunday night, what the matchup will be in the Road to Arizona, presented by Casamigos. Those are the great people who said you guys should go out there and broadcast from the Super Bowl. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it. The Road to Arizona, also brought to you by Optimum. Get closer, go farther. And by Key Food. Get all of your tailgating needs at Key Food and their family of supermarkets.
I'm hoping that Casamigos send us some stuff for the set so we can...
Oh, yeah. Drink at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, why? Well... Maybe coming in.
Oh, at 4 TV will love that free advertising.
You know what? Maybe coming in at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, not me, man.
Didn't go so well last time Boomer drank into a show. That was fun for us.
Sump pump.
Well, it was fun. It was funny.
I mean, how many floods have you had now?
3. Thank you. There's a third one.
I've had about 5.
Jerry's they had like suck. 3 in 10 days, though.
No, 3 in 13 months.
Oh, that day, Isaias hit us. Oh, God, that was brutal.
Isaias. Yeah.
Isaias?
You had it right the first time.
Isaias.
By the way, Al and I will be on at 3 a.m.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, warm-up show.
And the year after that, 2 a.m. in Vegas.
2 a.m. Why go to bed?
No, that's going to be interesting. That's a CBS show.
Yeah.
Super Bowl.
And we're not taping them. So get that out of your heads. No, we're going live.
Who knows if we'll even get sent out there? Well, we don't know.
Well, Boomer will be going. So I'm going. CBS, so we'll have to go.
You have to go the whole week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess we're going to have to go.
So we're going to Vegas.
You can blame me just like you always blame me for everything. Except for, blowing up the softball team like you guys did.
Yeah. No, I'll take full blame for that. It's one of my crowning achievements.
I know. These slaps are, hide behind you.
I'm not hiding behind anybody. Game's on Thursday night. I'll do anything on a Thursday night.
But you didn't play, though.
No, but I go and I attend.
And I played. I actually liked it.
See? And Al liked it.
But since the pandemic, I've gotten worse about leaving my house. Oh, really?
Al, since the pandemic? When are we going to let go of that, Al?
No, I'm just saying being home more really made me want to be home even more.
Although you were very happy when you came back to work.
I was. Better energy here.
Right. As opposed to sitting home doing it.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Oh, like Jerry's doing.
Well, do you think I want to be here right now?
No, I know you don't.
No, I don't. Not at all.
Is EJ up and fixing that sump pump already or what?
It'll be taken care of today, yes.
When the hell's he doing it?
He's at work right now.
He's a construction guy?
Yeah.
So he can go and come and when he wants and when he pleases, right?
The job he's on right now is about an hour and a half away. So
is he the lead guy on that job? Or
I think he is, actually. Yeah.
So he's the construction foreman?
I don't know the title.
Is he a carpenter as well?
I don't know the answer to that.
What's his blood type?
You know what he used to do, though? He used to put all these turf fields in. I think he did MetLife Stadium years back, and I see they're getting a new one now.
Oh, yeah, they are getting a new one, yes.
So he's the guy we could blame for all the ACL injuries?
I didn't say that. Oh. How does that go in that direction?
All right,
Jesus.
Gary.
All right, we're brought to you by Superbook. Visit superbook.com. We're also brought to you by the Progressive New York Boat Show. Visit nyboatshow.com. I'll get to the football in a moment, but your Knicks had a really good win last night in overtime in Boston.
Hauser has come in for Boston. Here comes Tatum. It's a 3 off. Rebound Horford. Back to Brogdon. Blocked by Brunson. This one's over. The Knicks have won.
I'll tell you, this Jalen Brunson does everything. That was Kevin Harlan.
On
TNT.
I finally got one right, man.
You did.
I think they got R.J. Barrett right. I think Emmanuel Quickley's right. I think Toppin is right. I like this kid Grimes.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I don't know where they're going to go with this group of guys, but I'm just saying, like, at least it's fun to watch. I mean,
nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, Donovan Mitchell, by the way, is an all-star starter.
Yeah.
So that would be nice to add him to this mix,
you had
too,
your with chance.
Jalen Brunson, and maybe they'd actually have a legit shot to compete in the conference. But instead, they'll just be hanging out in NBA purgatory with nowhere to go.
Well, you know how they say, when you do things one time, twice, and you kind of learn from your mistakes? Well, I would tell you that the Knicks have learned from their mistakes, because last night they blew a big lead. They really played great. And then here came the Celtics. But in the end, as Julius Randle tells TNT, we got it done.
Well, we've been in these games before. All year we've been in up and down games. We've lost those games at the end. We've won them at the end. So there's a sense of, being comfortable in those positions and knowing how to execute down the stretch, whether you're up or down.
And they did. And Randle had 37 in this game. He was 13 of 25 shooting.
The amazing thing about the Knicks, they are one of three teams in the Eastern Conference that have a losing record at home.
Who are the other two?
Charlotte and Detroit.
That makes sense. And the Knicks do not make sense because they've been so good on the road. And the Garden's a great place to play.
What is it with the Garden fans? Let's go. It's supposed to be a tough place to play.
Well, I think the other players like playing there. We've heard that before.
Yep.
As for the Nets, a lousy night in Brooklyn.
Diallo knocked it away from Sumner. Livers dives to save it. Diallo's got a 3-on-1. Gives right to Burks under the basket with a reverse, and it's good. And Jacques Vaughn needs a timeout as the Pistons have taken a 13-point lead, their largest lead of the night.
The now Thank you. The now 13-win Pistons, as they win 130-122. That was Burks with one of his six buckets. He had 20 points on the night. He had eight players in double figures. Sadiq Bey had 25, 5 of 3 from three-point range. A couple of clips, one from, you know, skip the Jacques Vaughn one, Eddie. Let's get Kyrie Irving in here, because he knows defensively they stink, or at least they did last night.
You know, we just got to figure out how to slide our puppies a little bit better and stay in front of people and stop fouling so often and giving these teams easy free throws, where we, if we hold them in the half court, it'll be a little bit more difficult.
But they're not doing that, and that's why they lost the game last night. Gave up 130 points to a bad basketball team. Irving had 40 in the loss. You mentioned the starters in terms of Donovan Mitchell. He is joined by Irving, Durant, Giannis, and Tatum on the East, and in the West, it's LeBron, it's Luka, Steph Curry, Nikola Jokic, and Zion Williamson are the starters. I know we talked about, or you guys talked about this earlier, former CBS college basketball broadcaster Billy Packer passed away. He was 82. I did not realize 34 Final Fours for NBC and CBS. 34.
Also worked with the great Al McGuire as well.
Man, that is some career. So very sad news to wake up to this morning when we did see that earlier today. From football, we'll start with the Jets here. And, of course, Sauce Gardner with Zach Gelb on CBS Sports Radio. There is so many rumblings and rumors about Aaron Rodgers. Might he come to the Jets now they have Nathaniel Hackett? Who knows? Here was Gardner with Zach in terms of what they would be like if a guy like Rodgers came here.
We can win the Super Bowl whenever. You know, I feel like if it's meant for us to win the Super Bowl, it's meant for us to win the Super Bowl. I know, like I said, I know on the defense we're going to do what we got to do.
Yeah, that's good.
If it's meant for us, it's meant for us.
Yeah, well,
sports gods want to smile upon us for once.
Enough with the sports gods.
Maybe we'll go and win the Super Bowl.
Maybe. You never know. But he also is very complimentary of Zach Wilson, so it is what it is. Well, who is, if I asked you guys right now, don't think about it. Who's the Jets quarterback week one?
Don't think about
it. No, quick. Who do you think?
Oh, my God.
You're thinking about it.
Yeah, I honestly can't give you an answer.
I say Aaron Rodgers.
I don't think it's going to be him.
I do.
And I don't like any of these other guys either. This is the problem. I can't say Garoppolo. I can't say Derek Carr. Jerry, I can't do it. I can't.
Boom or nothing?
I'm going to say either Aaron Rodgers or Jimmy Garoppolo.
All right, I'll give you Rodgers, so I'm not getting out of the question.
Fair enough. Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, we're all in agreement then. In terms of the games on Sunday, here's George Kittle of the Niners trying to get to the big dance, of course, in Arizona.
Do you dream about it when you're in high school, college? You dream about it when you're in the NFL? You know, you dream about situations like this, and whether it's a hunger, a starvation, a desperation, you do everything you can to make sure at the end of the game that you're going to win. You're going to win it.
We'll do everything we possibly can, including lining up in illegal formations.
Did the league apologize for that or say anything about
that? I haven't seen anything. You know, it's just one of those things that, unfortunately, as the play broke down, he is an ineligible receiver by looking at the formation.
Yeah.
But, you know, the guy on the end of the line of scrimmage has got to see that. And what he sees is it looks like Kyle Juszczyk's hand is about 6 inches behind the hand of George Kittle before the snap. You see that?
Yep.
And I don't know if you're seeing the return feed, Jerry.
I do. So you're telling me that is legal then?
I mean, like, his helmet should be back by the waist of George Kittle, not in between the numbers in the back. And as a matter of fact, the right tackle on the other side of the line of scrimmage is further back than Kyle Juszczyk is.
Yeah, you can see that.
So if you compare all of that and you're looking down the line, that means that what's his name? George Kittle is an ineligible receiver.
Well, I mean, Gene Steratore said it, so that's good enough for me.
Yeah.
It's not even close, actually, when you look at it down the line. Really isn't, but whatever. And I saw that video had, I think it was over 5 million views, I think. So
yeah,
people,
I mean,
certainly
still a great
saw
catch,
it.
But it should have never happened.
Here is Jason Kelce in terms of the preparation for this week. Says it's a big game for sure, but we can't quite treat it like that as we get ready for it.
The formula and everything is the same. You know, you lock in during the week, you work hard, you practice hard, you work on your fundamentals and techniques, and, you know, trust your coaching and go out there and play.
And so that's the early game, 3 Eastern. Then at 6:30 on CBS, you have got the Bengals and the Chiefs. Here is Joe Burrow and the task at hand for his club.
We know what team we're playing. Team that's been to this game the last 5 seasons, and they've all been in that stadium. So, to me, they're still the team to beat.
Of course, they're the team to beat, although Patrick Mahomes not 100%. We will see how that is against 6:30 CBS. And we'll have it on the Fan, Westwood One coverage as well on Sunday. Eddie, you can skip the Andy Reid one. And the last one we'll do is Mike McCarthy, because we did find out he is going to remain the head coach. Dan Quinn will remain the defensive coordinator. Here he was just talking about the Cowboys going forward.
I'm extremely excited about the future. I may not look like it right now. I've slept in days, but I may just just got a lot of work to do. I mean, this is the time they just start.
Get your damn act together yourself, okay?
Yourself.
And yeah. when asked about Kellen Moore, he said he'll be evaluated. So who knows? Maybe they'll make a change there.
So we're also to understand that Dan Quinn is no longer in the running for any of these head coaching jobs.
He said he'll be back, correct.
Okay, so that means I believe D'Amico Ryans is getting a job. There's no way he's not getting a job. So that means, is Sean Payton getting a job?
No.
I think Sean Payton's going to wait till next year till Mike McCarthy gets fired.
Okay, so then who's getting the Denver job?
Uh-huh.
Who's getting the Colts job?
Right.
Jeff Saturday, apparently.
Yeah, did you see that there was one of the Colts fans put together a change.org page that basically said, we do not want Jeff Saturday as our head coach. We love Jeff Saturday, the player, what he's done here. We don't want him as our head coach.
Oh, of course not. I mean, I don't know. If Jim Irsay hires him full time, that is just... That's about as egregious as it gets.
Well, Frank Reich did get hired as head coach of the Panthers. Congratulations to him.
What about the Cardinals?
Well, you told me Brian Flores.
That's what I think.
I think D'Amico Ryans goes to the Texans.
Yep.
You say Flores to the Cardinals. I do not think Sean Payton's going to take the Broncos job.
I would love to see Brian Flores go in and go into the Cardinals and put his foot down right on the neck of Kyler Murray and go, listen, son, this is how it's going. Oh, I'd love that. I would love that.
Be like, coach, I tore my ACL. I'm not going to be ready for week 12.
I don't give a crap. Get your ass in here and be the leader.
And the Predators beat the Devils by the score of 6-4. Time now for Moment of the Day, brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it. And a couple of hours ago, we had a very unfortunate soundbite from a player from Clemson who had a very unfortunate accident while working out.
So this morning I went to lift. I came back. I took a nap. I woke up from my nap. My balls and my nuts were exploded. Now I go to the doctor. I have surgery 3 hours later. My balls are reduced to the normal size. I don't know what happened to my balls.
I mean, I have swollen testicles.
My balls and my nuts have exploded. This man had scrotum surgery.
Yeah, and then he went on to say he was going to enjoy the next 48 hours because he's going to be catered.
Was it infected? What happened, Al?
No, it sounds like a lifting injury.
Yeah, it sounds like it just popped.
That is...
Wait, what popped? A testicle popped?
Yeah.
If we had a scrotal muscle, I would have pulled it by now. Trust me.
You know, the testicles are like two little organs that are floating around in, like, space.
Yeah, just hanging out.
But they're connected.
Something's got to connect them.
Dangle your testicles.
Yeah, well, they got to get the proper cells up through the tube, the exit ramp. You know what I'm saying? Something's got to be connected down there.
Know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know what you're saying. I know what you're trying to say. Right. Yes.
Next segment, phone call. Yeah, back in 1975, my ball sack exploded. I'm also, by the way, a Jet season ticket holder since 84, so Boomer loves you anyway. So I want Rodgers.
There you go, guys. Moment of the day. Have a wonderful weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Geo Friday football picks are brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook and the official sportsbook of WFAN. Championship weekend in the NFL. Only one more time after today will we do a pick segment, and that'll be for the Super Bowl, and we'll be out in Arizona. So now you're going to find out who we think will be playing in Super Bowl 57. Jerry Recco, take it away.
All right, two games I got for you. Championship Sunday, game number one in the NFC. You've got the Philadelphia Eagles and Jalen Hurts at home against the 49ers. Philadelphia at the link, -2.5.
No rookie quarterback has ever won a championship game. There have been four or five that have tried, and they've come up short. But this kid, Brock Purdy, is on some sort of run. I have never seen a rookie quarterback look this poised in games this big. And last week, he played a ferocious Dallas Cowboy defense and didn't turn the ball over. Had a little bit of a struggle early in the game, but when the game mattered the most, he made the plays, which shows me that he does have the makeup for this. And I know this is not going to be easy going into Philadelphia, but I picked the San Francisco 49ers to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl in week one. And I am not backing off of that. Their defense is too good. They have too many great offensive players. And I love the way that Kyle Shanahan calls a game and protects a young quarterback. I think it's going to be a tough game for both quarterbacks. I like the 49ers 24-23.
Oh, wow. That close. Okay. So I love the 49ers as well as a team. I've been on them for weeks. I've been talking about how I thought they were going to go to the Super Bowl. But the more I thought about this game as the week goes on, I can't pick them. I can't pick them for a couple of reasons. One, yes, as impressive as Brock Purdy has been, he has never been in this situation. A great defense on the road in one of the toughest places to play. I mean, they're going to be coming after him like they've never come after him. And I don't think that he's going to be able to be as good as he was last week against a very good defense in this type of environment. If this game was home, I'd be all over the 49ers. It is not at home. Also, there is one very big weakness on that 49ers defense, and that is their corners. And I believe that they are going to be able to exploit those guys with Devontae Smith and with A.J. Brown. And I think that the way we saw Miles Sanders run the ball last week, that if he can just get a little bit of that this week with that passing game, then they'll be all right. And with Nick Bosa flying at him and that Niners defensive line, Jalen Hurts is healthy. He'll be able to make plays. He'll be able to get out of there. I like the Philadelphia Eagles to go to the Super Bowl. This is going to be an awesome, awesome game. And the Eagles are going to end up winning by 4. I am going to pick the Eagles 24, the San Francisco 49ers 20.
All right, well, I'm with you. I picked the Eagles to win the Super Bowl before the season. As much as that pains me to say it, I will stick with that. And I'm going to assume Jalen Hurts is close to 100%. I agree with everything you just said with the passing game. And if he is close to 100%, his scrambling ability, I will take the Eagles to advance, win the NFC, and I'm going to take them 31-13 over San Francisco.
Wow, blowout.
Well, okay. No, I don't think it'll play out that way, but I think they score some touchdowns late, and I think it looks worse than it is.
Wow, okay. Youssef, what do you think, man?
I would be agree with Jerry, too. I would pick the Eagles.
Okay, and you think it's going to be a close game or a blowout?
It could be a close game because the two teams has like two good defense, so
right.
I'm not going to see too much score, but I will see maybe 21-17.
Yeah. All right, very good. I like where you're going with that, Youssef. That's close to my score, so we sort of are on the same page with that. All right, let's move on to the game that Boomer's going to see in person. Freezing his ass off in Kansas City, 12 degrees.
Will it be Arrowhead or will it be Burrowhead?
Bengals, Chiefs, KC minus 1.5.
All right. Well, you know, like I said earlier, I picked the 49ers to go to the Super Bowl. I also picked the Bengals to go to the Super Bowl out of the AFC. This is all, by the way, documented on the NFL Today and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And I, the reason I said this is I just felt like Joe Burrow was getting better and better and better and better. And over the last 10 weeks, he has been a surgeon. Now, he didn't have a great game against Baltimore in their first playoff game in that wild card round. But he came back with just a totally efficient, error-free game against the Buffalo Bills. And everybody believes that he is the man that can lead them to the Super Bowl. And I believe that this is the time that he has to do that because his roster is going to change after he gets his new contract. They are on a mission. They got a break in that Baltimore game with that long fumble recovery by Sam Hubbard. I love their wide receivers against the secondary of the Chiefs. Their offensive line showed that they can block and they can pass block and run block. I love their running game. And the fact that Patrick Mahomes is going to be limited, I don't care what anybody says. Even if he wasn't limited, I would take the Cincinnati Bengals. But even more so makes me feel like the Bengals are going to win this game. And I think they're going to score 30 points in this game, 30 to 31 points, and they'll beat the Chiefs 30 to 31 to 27.
Yeah, the line that you just used there is the one I've been saying all week. Even if Patrick Mahomes were healthy, I'd still like the Cincinnati Bengals in this game. And this is not just because of what they did to the Buffalo Bills last week. This is not an overreaction. It's about Joe Burrow, and it's about the journey for this team. And it is so difficult. We have seen in the history of the NFL how difficult it is for that Super Bowl loser to come back and get there again. And the fact that they're knocking on the door like this, they are for real. Joe Burrow is for real. This is his time. I actually think they're going to go to the Super Bowl, and they are going to win the Super Bowl and bring Cincinnati their first ever Lombardi Trophy. That Bengals defensive line and offensive line played their best games of the year against the Buffalo Bills, and I think they do the exact same thing against the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, you tell me that Patrick Mahomes is 60%, 75%, he's not going to be a magician. I don't think this game feels close at all. I'm going to say 33-21 Cincinnati, and I think throughout the game, it'll feel like the Buffalo game where you never really felt like the Bills had a shot. Big, big Bengals weekend. It's going to be another big Bengals Super Bowl week, and Boomer's going to get paid out in Phoenix.
Well, we're 3-for-3 because I think the Bengals are on a mission, and the way they played defense against Buffalo last week was really impressive. I don't know about 33. I will say Cincinnati 34 and Kansas City 19.
All right, Yousef, here it is, baby. What do we got?
Well, listen, I like Mahomes, but I like Joe Burrow, too.
You're torn.
You know, the two of them I like, you know. It's my favorite quarterback, but I go with the Bengals.
You're going with the Bengals?
Yeah.
Are you doing that to kiss Boomer's ass?
No. It's just because he's a good quarterback. Right. They play good against Buffalo, you know.
But you love Mahomes, and you're going against
your guy. Oh, yeah, he's my guy. If he was 100%, I would go with Mahomes.
Okay.
But he would get a little trouble with that defense, you know.
I agree. I agree, Yousef. All right, very good.
And thank you, guys.
Yes, and we'll get your pick Super Bowl week. You'll be in studio, and we'll be out in Arizona. We'll do that there.
Have a good weekend.
Yes, and great shirt, by the way. Awesome job.
You.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, they gave him a brand new shirt to be on the air.
They're taking him out to dinner, too.
They're taking him out to dinner.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what. Yousef is like, you know, becoming like the picks jockey. He can get a lot of the show.
Yousef is beloved by all.
Yes,
the picks jockey. Eddie the picks jockey is definitely polarizing, even though we love him. Not everybody does, but Yousef is universally loved.
Polarizing right now?
What's that?
Aaron Rodgers is polarizing.
Yeah, right. So is Eddie the picks jockey.
By the way, we have
your back, Eddie. Don't worry. Don't get paranoid. We love you.
You know, by the way, we did get word. I don't know if you knew this, that the girl that Aaron Rodgers is dating, her dad lives here in New York.
Uh-oh.
He owns the Bucks.
Uh-oh.
The Hockey Bucks.
That's right.
And the dad lives here in New York.
Ooh, let's go!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.